This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I want to see nasty, physical football, but I don't want to see a disrespect for a man's career and dirty football. That's not how we play in Buffalo. So we painted a pretty clear picture this morning of what that looks like for the new players in particular. So that nastiness that's got to be developed here. Can't be at the expense of someone's career. So clean, but physical.
Bills into double digits of players already missing time. See what tomorrow brings. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Maybe you've been out at St. John Fisher. Have an observation you want to share with us? Let's go. 803-0550 is the number. We're talking to Sal Capaccio about Christian Benford, who was, he says, great at camp today and maybe so far. And that's not surprising or anything like that. But I'm looking at the schedule. So the Bills have not done a lot of shadow coverage. And, you know, Benford only fairly recently rose to the level of somebody that you might think about for that, know, somebody that would travel with certain receivers. You know, it's a philosophical thing, but you also have to have the guys that would make that worthwhile.
Right.
It's an interesting schedule for teams and their wide receiver one. And this could also make you envious of these other teams at wide receiver, but it's not meant to in this case. If it happens, it happens. The Ravens are really not that team.
Zay Flowers is the first guy I would think of after a tight end, but Andrews is even maybe going the wrong way at this point. I don't even know if that's too early to say that, but Flowers is the guy I think of when I think of the Ravens.
Yeah, I think of them as having just not the kind of team that you would think this way about. I mean, that's Bateman hurt the Bills in the playoffs, likely hurt the Bills in the playoffs. Andrews would have if he didn't fumble and drop the game-tying pass. So they have a few options there that are close enough, I think, where you wouldn't think about any team wouldn't think about traveling.
Right, differentiating one from the other. We're going to play our guys. Yeah, right.
Week two, Garrett Wilson, absolutely. Benford, get to know Garrett Wilson. Who even is the next guy on the Jets list? Maybe it's Josh Reynolds at this point. Week three is Miami. And that's, you know, so far, at the moment, that's the usual scene with Tyreek right. Hill and Jalen Waddle.
And the Bills have done. I don't know. Well, again, we're pretty new. Like, last year would have been the first year I think you would have started even thinking about having Benford travel. However they've played, the Dolphins has, like, keep doing it. They've done a great job on Hill. Hill hasn't had a big game against them since he left Kansas City. So that's a team that has two guys that I think you could – maybe that's why you wouldn't say I'm going to have you travel, because either guy of those top two I think are worthy of that. So whichever one you're got your best guy on, I think that's the best you can do. You know what I mean? Like I don't even – I don't know that it's time to – prioritize Waddle over Hill yet, but we might be getting there age-wise. But either way, there's two guys that are, to me, pretty equal that sort of eliminates the need to travel a little bit to me,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. For the Dolphins, Hill in the regular season has not done a lot. Didn't he have, I think the playoff game was pretty good. 7 for 69. So nothing incredible. Man, look at him against the Bills, though, for the Chiefs in the playoffs.
Yeah.
9 for 172.
Yeah, no thanks.
In the AFC Championship, the first one, and then 11 for 150 and one in 13 seconds. The big touchdown mm-hmm. before
the Gabe Davis the touchdown before the final field goal to tie it.
Right. Week four is New Orleans. That's Chris Olave. I think he's clearly their number one. 5 is New England. And it sounds like Diggs is ready.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Already. Like he's yep. back. I don't know if he, I mean, commands
a yeah, no,
lockdown corner or anything
don't,
like that.
I doubt that they. I shouldn't say I expect him to play the slot. I thought he'd play the slot a lot in Houston last year. I don't know about in New England where they play, but I think he's going to play. I would be surprised if you did anything special defensively against mm-hmm. that receiving core.
Week 6, Atlanta is Drake London. That's like Olave, or like Garrett Wilson even, I would
just
say.
Just the guy, yeah.
Definitely their number one. Bye week, and then Carolina, and that's probably Tet McMillan. Especially by then, you know, week 8.
Yeah.
He's the 8th overall pick.
Other than that, what is it, Adam Thielen?
Adam Thielen, Jalen Coker, Leggett from the mm-hmm. Coleman draft, the pick before Coleman. Kansas City.
That's probably Rashee Rice back from suspension, I would think.
Yeah, Worthy. We know what they're about. Miami again. Tampa.
Tampa's deep. I would prioritize Rice over Worthy myself. Assuming everyone's healthy. Like, I think that's the scarier player to me.
I think so too, I guess. Worthy is deep balls.
Right.
You know?
Not volume necessarily. I think Rice would be the more, like, if I'm thinking somebody in this game is going to get 14 targets, my money would be on Rice.
Oof. Man, does Kansas City want to play like that anymore? We should hope that they don't. They haven't. Tampa is deep with still Evans and Godwin. Ibuka, rookie, is rising up in fantasy because of the Godwin
yep.
status. He's not ready to participate in camp yet. Houston is Nico Collins. I mean, they're getting a lot of the big shots. Not all of them. Not Jefferson or, you know, whoever, C.D. Lamb, but... We got to Nico Collins here. He's a first-round fantasy pick. Pittsburgh is Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Not a first-round fantasy pick, but he's been close to that in his career. And I think he, again, is one of these where he's clearly that team's number one guy,
yep.
Pittsburgh. Chase and Higgins
yep.
after that. New England again. The Browns, I guess that's Judy. Yeah. It's a long ways off.
Right.
And
so the Eagles have got two guys.
Then Philadelphia, A.J. Brown. Devontae Smith. So the Bills are going to see a lot of the NFL's best receivers. I mean, they're going to play. How many is it now? 17 games?
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd think that they would see some.
Right.
I wonder just like how that compares. We talk about this kind of thing. People talk about this kind of thing with quarterbacks a lot. What's your opponent mm-hmm. quarterback schedule right. look like? Right. But just thinking when Benford came up, like, what exactly he's in for this year, whether he ends up shadowing or not. But he's legit good. I don't think there's any question about that.
What a great story. I mean, you know, that draft cuts both ways because the first-round pick obviously is long gone now in Kyer Elam. But sixth-round pick to show up and just win the job and ascend to – the stat, you know, he's to me right on the edge of not, you know, he's knocking on the door of being in the top tier of guys. And we'll see. Maybe this is a year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Like, sometimes that can be a bit of a process, right? And you were, I think, very right to point out his draft status being, whether it's factored into an actual formula or not, it's knowledge. It's something people know about the player, and it can be hard to sort of divorce yourself of it, even as you're trying to objectively rank players by whatever metrics you're using. But he's one of the best guys in the league, and he's being paid. What does Sal say? He's 19th in the league right now, annual average value on the contract. And that's not even factoring in the bargain he is for even this year still, before the extension kicks in next year. So really, just great story and super valuable piece on the defense. To have him at the number they have him at moving forward, assuming he stays like as a top 10 corner in the league even, man, I think you're getting a great deal there.
Should have mentioned with the Bengals, Jermaine Burton and that beach towel.
Oh, sure. Yeah. I still haven't seen that. I haven't found my way to that.
The guy is wearing a beach towel in the back of his pants in camp.
You think that would be a drag aerodynamically? Like, you know,
I don't see how it makes any sense at all. Like, why would you want that?
You don't want that.
I mean, the short towel in the front to dry your hands off, if you even need that, because you probably have the $1,000 gloves on. If you even still need that, but at least that, you know,
it's a look.
That makes some sense. It's a little bit of a look.
Swag.
But the beach towel, I mean, he's lucky he doesn't trip over it on this thing.
Yeah, I'm watching it now. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
What does he need that for?
It's like a long animal tail. Like, what are you doing?
Jermaine Burton.
I don't know.
You know what he's doing? He's dancing to the beat of his own drum. That's what he's doing.
I suppose.
By wearing a towel in the back.
Is that at least a league-approved sponsor on the towel?
I can't
tell what's on there. It might be the sports drink. I can't tell for sure. Maybe little Bengals logos. I don't know. Okay.
Talked to Connor Rogers earlier from NBC about the Jets and the AFC East. It's been a popular topic of ours for a while. What do you think this year? 803-0550 to weigh in. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.